anyone can step to the service. But even, for example, if you were to say just as a minister,
that is applicable generally. Because any person or contravention would include an applicant for the establishment of a treatment center who then contravenes the regulation of the minister wants to impose a fine. I would have thought that we create offenses and people are guilty of offences, or guilty of an offence and liable to imprisonment, or alternative to a fine or to imprisonment. To imprisonment or to a fine, not exceeding what to a fine or imprisonment for a period not exceeding a number of months. Is it possible that the minister can make regulations that say if you transgress this regulation, which by the way are law, you're transgressing a law, you are not guilty of an offense, but are going to impose a fine? Who determines whether the transgression has been made or not? Isn't the minister going to be the judge, jury, and referee in his own name?
Okay. I really want to propose that we remove it. Because in whatever way, if you look at all the explanations that the chief has given, and you look at it in either way, I mean, I'm talking from my own experience here, having lived in an institution all my life until
I'll recognize you.
Okay.
Can I first get a response to this question from the chief state law advisor? Chief state law advisor.
In the first place, I find it difficult for a minister to be a judge, because it comes to an issue of separation of powers in terms of constitution. And also, that's why I decided to take another position in this thing, because my belief that in order for a minister to regulate, he must have those powers from the empowering provision which is in the Act. I'll take an example of Section 9 of the Act. That's a simple example. You know that the establishment of body coverings there. Definitely, there is a provision there in the Section 9 of the Act which empowers a body corporate to make rules and do whatever. But I find it difficult because I've not seen in this bill any clause which empowers the minister to set the parameters for fines and what. That is my first problem. And also, really, a minister cannot come to that terrain of imposing penalties and what. Only the court or that particular body or tribunal who can decide on that.
Right. Now, I think that we have had a lengthy engagement on this matter. I don't think that the chief director has satisfied the committee with regard to the concerns raised, some of which are of a constitutional nature. We are concerned about the constitutionality of that the department is asking us to grant to the minister. For the minister to be able to make regulations that impose think the committee as a whole shares the same sentiment that this would be in excess of the power of the minister and would violate the separation of power principles of the Constitution. So it is my understanding that the agreement arrived at by the committee is that such a provision should actually be deleted. Any transgression of any provision of the Act would of course constitute a criminal offense. And obviously the regulations may amplify certain obligations that are provided for in the Act, but the Act would itself have clearly articulated the obligation anyway. So the issue of transgression of the regulations would have been alive. All right. I think we've had a very lengthy discussion, and it is at this point that I would like to move to the last stage. Are we still duly correct? I think that the only regulations that would be pertinent would be regulations in relation to the kind of penalties or punishments that a treatment center or similar facility can impose in respect of, can impose in respect of service users for transgression of their rules governing the conduct of service users in those facilities. That we can regulate.
looking to punishment per se. It is. Okay, sorry, sir. I didn't understand.
Penalties and how
the regulations themselves prescribe penalties, but
Contravention of the regulations would invariably also constitute contravention of some or other provision of the Act. Alright? Because the regulations are there to amplify certain conditions in the Act. So that would be how it would work. Alright? It may well be that it looks like a contravention of the regulation, but in effect, somebody will just read for me, all right? Miss Weber, I appoint you as my reader.
Yes.
Clause 4.
Guiding principles for the provision of service.
Does the committee agree? Agreed. Clause 5. Miss Weber.
With the sectoral strategies for reducing demand and harm caused by substance abuse.
Agreed. Clause 6. Miss Weber.
Clause 6. Development of and compliance with minimum norms and standards.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Clause 7.
Delivered by service providers.
Agreed. Clause 8, chapter 4.
Prevention and early intervention services. Clause 8, programs for prevention of substance abuse.
Agreed.
Clause
9,
purpose of providing prevention programs.
Agreed. Clause 10, Ms. Weber.
Establishment and purpose of programs for early intervention.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Clause 11, Ms. Weber.
Provision of prevention and early intervention services by various stakeholders.
Agreed. Chapter 5, Ms. Weber.
Community-based services.
Clause 12, Ms. Weber.
Guidelines for community-based services.
Agreed. Clause 13, Ms. Weber.
Establishment and provision of community-based services.
Agreed. Clause 14, Ms. Weber.
Registration of community-based services.
Agreed. Clause 15, Ms. Weber.
Management structure of community-based services.
Agreed. Clause 16.
Providing community-based service.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Chapter 6, Ms. Weber.
Face-to-face and outpatient service.
Chapter 17, Ms. Weber.
Establishment and disestablishment of public treatment centers.
Agreed. Chapter 18, Ms. Weber.
Services for which persons are admitted to treatment centers.
Agreed. Clause 19, Ms. Weber.
Registration and cancellation of registration of treatment center.
Agreed. Clause 20, Ms. Weber.
Establishment of public halfway house.
Agreed. Clause 21, Ms. Weber.
Registration of private halfway house.
Agreed. Clause 22, Ms. Weber.
Compliance and conditions for registration and appeal procedure.
Clause 61, Ms. Weaver.
Maintenance of discipline in treatment center, halfway house, outpatient services, and community-based services.
Agreed. Clause 62, Ms. Weaver.
Method of dealing with absconder from treatment center.
Agreed. Chapter 10, Ms. Weaver.
Central Drug Authority and Supporting Structures.
Clause 53, Ms. Weaver.
Establishment and functions of Central Drug Authority.
Agreed. Clause 54. What? Why is it saying establishment and function of Central Drug Authority? Are the functions not down elsewhere? Sorry? And I'm saying this clause, is it called establishment and function? Oh, so is the function covered in this clause? Are they not dealt with elsewhere in another clause? Powers and powers and duty.
Yes.
So here's establishment and function. Yes. So we actually do deal with their function. Yes. Okay. Oh, all right. Okay. Ms. Wilson, 53, agree?
Yes.
Right. Clause 54, Ms. Weaver. Agreed. Clause 55, Ms. Weaver.
Secretariat of Central Drug Authority.
Agreed. Clause 56, Ms. Weaver.
Powers and duties of Central Drug Authority.
Agreed. Clause 67, Ms. Weaver.
Establishment of Provincial Substance Abuse Forum.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Clause 58, Ms. Weaver.
Functions of Provincial Substance Abuse Forum.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Clause 59, Ms. Weaver.
Executive Committee of Provincial Substance Abuse Forum.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Clause 16, Ms. Weaver.
Establishment of Local Drug Action Committee.
Agreed. Clause 61, Ms. Weaver.
Functions of Local Drug Action Committee.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Clause 62, Ms. Weaver.
Complies with implementation of National Drug Master Plan by various government departments, entities, and stakeholders.
Agreed. Chapter 11, General Provisions. Clause 63, Ms. Weaver.
Offences and penalties.
Agreed. Ah, my phone is interfering with this beautiful event. Clause 64, Ms. Weaver.
Delegation.
Agreed. Clause 5, Ms. Weaver.
Regulation.
Agreed. Clause 66, Ms. Weaver.
Repeal of laws and saves.
Agreed. Have we saved all the things we wanted to save there? Lovely. Now, finally, Clause 67, Ms. Weaver.
Short title and comment.
We like the name of this. Agreed?
Agreed.
I put the bill as a whole. Do I need a mover?
Yes.
Who is the mover? Miss McCarthy. And Miss Supple. Thank you. Any objection to the motion? Unanimously agreed? Agreed. Across the rainbow colors of the political spectrum of South Africa. Right. Now,
motion of desirability to amend the Prevention of and Treatment for Substance Abuse Bill, D12 of 2008, so as to create mechanisms for combating of substance abuse through prevention, early intervention, treatment, and reintegration programs to provide for the registration and establishment of treatment centers and halfway houses, to provide for the commutal of persons to and from treatment centers and for their treatment and training in such treatment centers, to provide for the establishment of the Central Drug Authority and provide for matters connected therewith. Signed by Advocate.
Agreement to the motion? Right. What does it say? Can we fix it?
Yeah, and you also missed out rehabilitation.
All right. Can we find the correction there, and can you reread it with correction? Well, read where the correction is. Next to prevention,
yes.
Or treatment.
Yeah, but there by the training. Okay.
The amended version will read a motion of desirability to amend the Prevention of and Treatment for Substance Abuse Bill, D12 of 2008, so as to create mechanisms for the combating of substance abuse through prevention, early intervention, treatment and reintegration programs, to provide for the registration and establishment of treatment centers and halfway houses, to provide for the commutal of persons to and from treatment centers and for their treatment and skills development and rehabilitation in such treatment centers, to provide for the establishment of the Central Drug Authority and provide for matters connected therewith.
I notice that in fact the version that the Committee Secretary is reading is a little out of date, because the amended version of the long title says a few things. I think it should read so as to provide for a comprehensive national response for the combating of substance abuse and to provide. Can you just adjust that? Put that first part there and read the rest of it. Because I think it must reflect the long title itself, the revised long title. So F2 and then
the amended version will read as follows: motion of desirability to amend the Prevention of and Treatment for Substance Abuse Bill 12 of 2008, so as to provide for a comprehensive national response for the combating of substance abuse, to provide for mechanisms aimed at demand and harm reduction in relation to substance abuse through prevention, early intervention, treatment and reintegration programs, to provide for the registration and establishment of treatment centers and halfway houses, to provide for the commutal of persons to and from treatment centers and for their treatment and skills development in such treatment centers, to provide for the establishment of the Central Drug Authority and to provide for matters connected therewith.
All right. Is there anything that's still missing there? Because if it is missing, it means it's missing in the long title as well, which would mean an amendment to the long title. All right? So the rehabilitation needs to go into the long title and into the motion. Is that agreed? All right? Can we identify the place? Did you find it? All right? We'll just find an appropriate slot for rehabilitation. Hello?
Provide for the committal of persons to and from treatment centers and for their treatment,
rehabilitation,
and skills development.
All right. Rehabilitation and skills development. So it's there. All right. So that is for Heather. Now, we come to, so are we agreed to the motion of desirability? All right? Right. Now we come to the last part of this ritual, and that is the report of the committee. A draft, I would imagine, has been circulated.
No.
No. What is it circulated?
No.
Because members needed to go through it because it was elaborate. We don't have copies. Do you want her to read it, or do you prefer them to go and make copies? All right. We decided to give something a little more elaborate, especially to the print. Please pull. All right, the sooner we start, the better. We'll pause whenever anybody pauses. All right? Okay, let's run.
Report prevention of and treatment for substance abuse bill, B12 of 2008. The Portfolio Committee on Social Development, having considered the subject of the prevention of and treatment for substance abuse bill, B12 of 2008, brackets, National Council of Provinces, Section 76, close brackets, referred to it as classified by the joint taking mechanism in the Section 76 bill, reports the bill with amendments.
Thanks, no advisement. Are we reporting the bill with amendments?
We have already said that because if you are talking about an amended bill, we are talking about a bill which was presented, which was introduced by the minister.
So basically, we are presenting our bill.
We are presenting your bill.
So we should simply say present the bill. Present the bill.
Yeah, present the bill. Because if you are talking,
right.
If we
okay. All right, proceed.
Present the bill.
All right.
Issue of the bill, the prevention of and treatment for substance abuse bill, B12 of 2008, Section 76(2), was submitted to the National Assembly on 17th March 2008. The Portfolio Committee took a decision to conduct public hearings and have briefings by national departments, especially those mostly affected by the bill. The committee extended an invitation to all stakeholders and persons interested in making oral and verbal submissions to the committee. Public hearings were held in Parliament on the 13th and 14th of May 2008. Departmental briefings were also held in Parliament on 20 and 21st May 2008. The following organizations presented their submissions to the committee: Drug Free Africa, Middle Village Community Representative Council, AIDS and Rights Alliance for Southern Africa, Eastern Cape Youth Development Board, Embalini Children and Youth Center, South African National Council on Alcohol and Drug Dependence, in short, SANCA, Substance Misuse Advocacy Research and Training, Healthcare King Treatment Center, Sultan Bahu Outpatient Treatment Center, Teen Challenge Treatment Center, Stepping Stone Treatment Center, Tuflach Treatment Center. The following departments briefed the committee: South African Revenue Services, Department of Correctional Services, Department of Sports and Recreation, Department of Home Affairs, Department of Education, Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, National Youth Commission, Department of Health, South African Police Services, Department of Provincial and Local Government, Department of Trade and Industry. The committee... having considered the input received from the above, decided to effect certain amendments to the bill, which, because of their substantial nature, necessitate it to present a redrafted bill. Having considered the input received from the above, decided to effect certain amendments to the bill, which, because of their substantial nature, necessitated it to present a redrafted bill. Amongst the key changes effected by the committee on the bill was the complete redrafting of Chapter 2 of the bill, which deals with the combating of substance abuse. The committee was of the view that this bill offers the most appropriate platform to state clearly the country's overall strategy aimed at combating substance abuse, right at the outset, which is hinged upon treaty aspects, namely supply, demand, and harm reduction. The committee was further of the view that the bill was tentative about the role of government as a whole to work in a collaborative, integrated, and holistic manner. In pursuit of the goal of combating substance abuse, and that it was not appropriate to locate the overall responsibility in this regard in the Central Drug Authority as opposed to the executing authorities and their respective departments themselves. In this regard, the committee rejected the call of the CDA to be accorded the status of legal autonomy as a juristic person to enhance its authority, as this would not in itself impact on the fundamental reality that it is there to perform a coordinating and advisory as opposed to an executing function. In the second instance, the community felt that certain committees key concepts used in the bill when In the second instance, the committee was of the view that certain key concepts used in the bill were not properly defined or explained and led, therefore, to uncertainty and confusion as to the underlying uncertainty.
You want to repeat that question?
Uncertainty. In the second instance, the committee was of the view that certain key concepts used in the bill were not properly defined or explained and led, therefore, to uncertainty and confusion as to the underlying objectives or intentions in the application or use of those concepts. The bill also introduced new interventions and a new regulatory framework without providing sufficient detail in relation to areas such as community-based services. The committee instructed that these areas to amplify to provide a clear indication as to the intention. Finally, the committee was dissatisfied with the quality of the bill as introduced in relation to the inadequate manner in which it sought to address the fundamental challenge of providing for an integrated and holistic response to the challenge of combating substance abuse, given the increasing significance and complexity of dealing with this challenge. It was of the view that more work could have been done in this regard before the bill.
I'm not sure if there's any other task I need to perform. Alright, I'll quickly touch on that. I just want to indicate that, well, before I indicate anything, I want to say to the department that despite whatever criticism expressed in this report or in the interaction that both the committee and department, including other members, section, state by advice, we
not come to Parliament and engage with Parliament. Some of us have been interacting with Parliament and they are going to interact with Parliament in future. But thank you very much for the work that you put on this bill and ensuring that at least the bill goes past the state. Really, really appreciate that, because in the past you said that you don't see this bill go through at this point in time. So I appreciate the fact that you actually made it happen. Thank you very much.
Thank you for those kind words. Yes, we will have the report corrected accordingly, and hopefully sometime during the day tomorrow it will be put in members' pigeon hall. I think you could email copies to members as well. All right. Now, somebody asked about the trip. We don't want